Leveraging a large language model to deploy a tool for accurate care engagement classification among patients with HIV within the Duke University Health System, by Alifia Hassan and Nassim Alevian. Southern states lead the nation in new human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, infections, accounting for 52% of new HIV infections. Further, persons with HIV have worse outcomes in the South compared to other regions. Optimal retention in HIV care and maintenance of life-saving antiretroviral medication is critical for reducing individual morbidity and mortality and reducing HIV transmission. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that 62% of HIV transmission occurs from persons with HIV who are aware of their HIV status and are either not virally suppressed or not optimally engaged in HIV care. Despite the importance of regular HIV care engagement, national data suggests that at least 50% of persons with HIV are not optimally engaged in HIV care. Our preliminary investigations of a 2932-person cohort of persons with HIV who have received care in the Duke University Health System Infectious Disease HIV Clinic from 2016 to 2021 suggested a large number of our patients, 59%, had a period of HIV care disengagement. A chart review of 110 patients, however, revealed that nearly 40% of the patients who appeared to be out of care based on health system data had actually transferred care to another facility, often called a silent transfer. Misclassification of out-of-care patients and difficulty identifying silent transfers have been cited as creating major barriers in novel and effective re-engagement strategies. The data silos between significant healthcare organizations in the same jurisdiction represent a major structural barrier to fully harnessing the power of data science to address the gaps in the Southern HIV care continuum. Our preliminary work highlighted our inability to accurately identify patients with HIV in our region who are truly out of care, thus stunting the implementation of an effective HIV care re-engagement strategy for the health system. We initiated a year-long project in January 2024 with the following aims. First, we aim to create an algorithm using structured electronic health record data to accurately identify persons with HIV at Duke University Health System who appear to have disengaged from care. Second, we aim to leverage a large language model to identify the transfer of care documented in clinical notes to improve the precision of classifying patients' care engagement status. Third, we aim to deploy an HIV care engagement tool for real-time, accurate tracking of care engagement. Approach and current progress. For the first aim, we created an algorithm using structured electronic health record data to accurately identify persons with HIV at Duke University Health System who seem to have disengaged from care, defined as having no clinic visit for HIV care in 14 months or more. A revised algorithm was built within the DHI data pipeline to correctly identify care engagement status among persons with HIV who are 18 years or older and have received care at the Duke Infectious Disease HIV Clinic from January 2016 to April 2024. Care disengagement was defined as a period of 14 months or more without a clinical visit for HIV care in our health system. Among 3,431 persons with HIV, we found that 52% appeared to have disengaged from HIV care at some point. 22% of these individuals ultimately returned to care. However, 30%, 10 to 26 patients, appeared currently out of HIV care. A chart review of 200 patients who appeared out of care revealed that 53% transferred HIV care out of our health system. The algorithm misclassified 11%, and only 30 fatos appeared truly out of care. Among those who transferred care, evidence of transfer was present within clinical notes two-thirds of the time. For the second aim, we leveraged a large language model to identify the transfer of care documented in clinical notes to improve the precision of classifying patients' care engagement status. Large language models, such as OpenAI and ChatGPT, are artificial intelligence systems that leverage deep learning and incorporate prompts, such as reinforcement learning, to analyze and interpret extensive amounts of text based on data, like what is found in clinical notes. We hypothesized we could accurately identify silent transfers by incorporating text from clinical notes into our HIV care engagement algorithm using a large language model. We used selected clinical notes from patients who appeared to be disengaged to engineer a prompt to appropriately classify patients who appeared out of care as either transferred HIV care outside Duke University Health System or with no evidence of care transfer, suggesting truly out-of-care status. The large language model further categorized notes to identify indications of transfer. Preliminary investigation suggests we can identify silent transfers with high accuracy. The combination of structured electronic health record data and unstructured data, clinical notes, will improve our classification of care engagement, allowing our HIV re-engagement team to focus on the highest priority patients who are truly disengaged from care. We are in the process of prompt iteration, which includes refining the prompt and testing it on a more significant proportion of our retrospective cohort. Outcomes from this aim include model metrics, including area under the receiver operating characteristic, sensitivity, and specificity of this model in accurately classifying care engagement status. Further, through the application of this tool on a retrospective cohort of 3,426 persons with HIV who have received HIV care at Duke Infectious Disease Clinic, we can identify patterns of care engagement to determine which factors, clinical, demographic, social determinants of health, healthcare utilization, are associated with care retention, disengagement, and voluntary re-engagement after a period out of care. For the third aim, we plan to deploy an HIV care engagement tool for real-time, accurate tracking of HIV care engagement. We envision the application of this tool in a clinical setting with outcomes of care engagement presented in a clinical dashboard. The HIV re-engagement team, which consists of two physicians, two clinical social workers, and one HIV nurse coordinator, can receive care engagement reports regularly. Reports will highlight patients who have transferred care to another facility and those who have fallen out of care to conduct outreach and target interventions to bring these patients back into care. The product of this aim will inform the approach for the HIV re-engagement team and strengthen the health system HIV re-engagement strategy, which includes emergency department-based care re-engagement intervention. Further, this work will enhance the implementation of a retention and re-engagement care model in collaboration with the Durham County Department of Public Health, providing unique opportunities for both entities. Impact. This project represents a meaningful step towards addressing high care disengagement rates among our growing HIV clinic population. The Duke Infectious Disease Clinic sees over 2,000 persons with HIV annually, with 10% growth in the HIV clinic population yearly. Keeping persons with HIV engaged in care improves clinical outcomes and can reduce costly emergency department visits or potential hospital admissions, particularly for underinsured or uninsured patients. If we can improve care engagement, we may also impact HIV transmission in our region, where Wake and Durham counties have seen a 16% increase in HIV transmission over the past 5 years. Our use of machine learning and artificial intelligence to incorporate information from clinical notes to determine the disposition of patients who have fallen out of care has not yet been explored. It would overcome a well-described resource-intensive barrier to identifying out-of-care patients. The outcomes of this proposal hold the potential to further the innovative use of artificial intelligence in addressing the HIV continuum of care.